Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
Oh my, Footloose from Kenny Loggins. We're lost now. Oh yes, there's no turning back. Before that, it was Eurythmics with Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, Prince's 1999. I believe that was in like an extended version of that. I had no idea I was playing an extended version. I thought it was a radio edit that everyone knows and loves. David Bowie's Let's Dance. Always nice to have Prince and Bowie back to back. And that was Wham with Wake Me Up Before We Go-Go. So I needed to play David Bowie to kind of wash the Wham taste out of our mouths, as it were. And it was An Emotions Obsession starting things off on this show devoted to, if I had a DJ at my bar mitzvah, this is what he would have played. And that's what's going on. The bar mitzvah that I had, the bar mitzvah of which I'm speaking, occurred on December 8th, 1984. So the 40th anniversary of that is coming up next year. Can't hardly wait. And so that is coming, and that's what's going on right now. So I'm having trouble kind of keeping everything focused on 1984. I think it's going to be like, I think a DJ would sort of not stay loyal to just to 84, but I think there would be plenty of stuff from before and the years before. Certainly, that's what I'm banking on, especially for this show. So what's coming up next is this one. It's a great song from the band Berlin. This is the Metro, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Follow me through my past.
Okay, all right now. Let's take to the fore. And we're going to slow it down a little bit here with Phil Collins, Couples Only, Please.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we've shared the laughter.
Yes, I had to have that. You have to have a song to kind of slow things down, right? That's sort of like, you can't keep people dancing the whole time. And sorry, I had to break in and kind of explain myself as I sort of set up the with the cheesy DJ voice. This is up next, Thompson Twins, Lies, 1,000 Points of Light.
snapped in two. Words are meant to bend.
Hold on, hold on. Rock
God, that's rad. Yes, Round and Round from Out of the Cellar. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Before that, Scorpions. We had like a mid-80s metal set there with Rock You Like a Hurricane from Love at First Sting. Steve Perry's Oh Sherry. Classic. That's a classic song. Somehow that would have gotten played at my bar mitzvah. I don't know how I would have danced to it, but I wasn't really a good dancer then as opposed to now, where I'm a really... They stop what they're doing and watch me now. Thompson Twins' Lies from Quick Step and Sidekick started off that set. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And so what's been going on this morning, and we're almost done, hard to believe. This is the these are the songs that my DJ would have played had they DJed my bar mitzvah on December 8th, 1984, because I was just attending my niece's bat mitzvah last weekend. And it was all like Taylor Swift and other stuff that I assumed was Taylor Swift. I don't even, can't even tell you what it was. And, you know, and there are lots of kids and they're all having fun. And it, of course, got me thinking about my own bar mitzvah and what went down at that one. Nothing good. Let me see. I've been like sitting here playing music and thinking back to that day. Can't remember anything good. So anyway, we all just have to deal with it. Here we are. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax. Up next, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back.
this night and we'll never go.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and good Lord, yes. Van Halen with Jump. So before that, it was Laura Branigan with Self Control. So thank you for joining me here this morning as I dig deep into what a DJ would have played had he DJed or she DJed my bar mitzvah on December 8th in 1984. That's exactly what's going on. It was what's been going on. And I'd like to thank you for that. And this is inspired by the fact that I attended my niece's bat mitzvah last weekend. And it was all manner of pop stuff, like Taylor Swift and whatever, and all these other things that just made me think about my own day and what exactly would have been played on that day. And as we wrap up the show, there's one song I absolutely have to play. This is probably the only time I've ever played it, and you'll probably never hear it on the show again if I have, unless I have such a theme another time. And this will be Cool in the Gang with Celebration. And the reason behind this is because during the era of the 80s, this is the only song that had to be played. It was maybe a law somewhere. It had to be played at every bar bat mitzvah. And so we are going to play this, occupying the coveted final and last spot of my show. I'll see you next week here on WMFO. Oh, no.
It's all right.